Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a high fly ball to deep right field, and Kyle Schwarber has just homered to give the Nationals a 3-2 lead, a two-out home run of the right center field fence. Schwarber's 13th 3-2 Nationals.
Headline there for you. Brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. Also, What's on Tap is brought to you by the Miller Lite Patio, featuring Chupka's 2 Cafe and the patio on Carson. Arthur Motes with us from 4 to 6 today. He's at Heinz Field right now. That Schwarber home run he hit off Garrett Cole in the wild card game is still in orbit somewhere.
No spider attack on that ball.
Which always gives me an opportunity to talk about how our boss stormed into our Pirates booth at PNC Park for the wild card game and proclaimed, "Boys, they're going to win this one." And then 5 minutes later, I think Schwarber hit a moonshot that, for all intents and purposes, ended
that
game because Arrieta was on the mound for the Cubs.
And I predicted
was probably using spider attack and some other stuff. That season.
Jake doesn't look the same as he did back then.
Oh, when he had a super muscular butt and my wife used to text me photos of him naked?
Wait, your wife was naked when she texted you the photos, or there were photos of Jake Arrieta naked?
Naked, from the body issue.
I'm just going to let those
buy some penis and Cracker Jack.
Thoughts, Andrew?
On?
Just everything we've just talked about over the last minute or so.
I have a big nose. You got a big Johnson.
Can I give you one Pirates takeaway, not on so much last night's game, but their state of being?
I'm here for three and a half more hours here. Fire away, my friend.
Craig, put your headphones on and turn your
can
microphone
stop
on. Pull up a chair.
Stop playing drops. We got a fireside chat with President Filippone here. Gather round, children.
I think there's a Josh Bell lesson to be learned.
A lesson about him or
yes.
His career with the Pirates?
Yes. If I'm Ben Cherington, this is something that I would want to look at and say, see this under us, under this group of baseball junkies and experts, we can't allow for this to happen.
Okay.
They sold remarkably low on him.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even, as Craig has pointed out multiple times, Josh Bell wasn't the Pirates' best first baseman last year.
Mm-hmm. Craig's a big Colin Moran guy, so that
Big Colin Moran guy.
But relative to the year Bell had, could actually throw a baseball to another base and hit for better power last year than Bell, and has continued to do that when he's been healthy this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bell has been pretty bad for the Nationals, picking up where he left off last year. But the point is, the Nationals got him at a huge discount because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Will Crow and Eddie Yean, is that the guy's name?
I thought Eddie Yean was supposed to be the
good
pitcher.
Have you seen Eddie Yean this year?
Isn't he one of those guys at Greensboro? I'm just assuming
his ERA is higher than Keller's.
Well, how old is he?
Wouldn't call it great.
He's just working on stuff.
His ERA is over 8 wherever he is.
Just working on stuff.
They got two guys back in that trade for Josh Bell who are unlikely to develop as good major league players.
Correct.
But when they traded Bell, the consensus was, well, what did you expect to get back for the guy?
Okay.
That's not how the Rays and A's do business. And as long as the owner here acts like the owners of the A's and Rays, then you need to adopt their mindset. And so waiting for a guy to watch his value plummet and then have to rush or work extra hard to trade him and get anything back for him because you know the alternative is you're just going to lose him in free agency, You can't have that happen again.
So you're saying make more Blake Snell trades, less Josh Bell trades.
I'm saying Craig and I got into this a few days ago. Like, why wouldn't you trade Brian Reynolds right now?
No disagreement here, Craig. Have I ever advocated for keeping Brian Reynolds around?
I mean, he's a good player, but he's played probably over his head this
year.
One
guy nailed down on this team, and that's Key Brian Hayes.
Yeah,
that's it.
I mean, so
one.
When a guy produces and you look at it and say, ah, man, he's going to taper off here or level off. This is not likely to be who this player truly is. During that window, you work extra hard to trade that player.
Agreed.
I think unless you feel like what we're seeing is what we're going to get. And I don't feel that way about Frazier or Reynolds.
Definitely not about Frazier. Isn't he almost 30? Like, he's past the point where I would care about.
No, but he's not. My point is, he's not going to hit 333 or 340 the entire year.
I think he's a solid hitter. He's not a 330 hitter. I think Brian Reynolds is going to be an above average.
He's probably
going to
hit 260 in the second half of the season. You know, like, to have his numbers find water, to level off.
I think Richie said to me a couple nights ago on the sports call that they should maybe consider keeping Frazier and giving him a contract because people were telling them that on Twitter. I don't know. I think it's the right move to. They're obviously going to trade Frazier.
What
I think
did they get?
Trade
what
Reynolds.
Did they get back for Freddie Sanchez? He's the same kind of player. He's the same kind of player as Frazier.
What was that pitcher's name? Began with like an I. I want to say. Ugh, it's going to drive me crazy. He was supposed to. Tim Alderson.
Yep.
They got back Tim Alderson in that deal. Tim Alderson was supposed to be the next big thing, and
at least they used him to get Hap. Well, maybe that worked out in the end. Right? Didn't they use him?
I thought they used Robbie Grossman to get Hap.
No. I think it was Alderson for
Hap
straight up.
Robbie Grossman went to Houston?
Yeah, for Wandy.
For Wandy?
Yep, there's a blast
from
the past.
For Wandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, I think Alderson went to the Mariners. That's exactly
right. The Rays
right.
always sell high on their guys. Look at Chris Art. Well, even Archer.
Snell's the ultimate example of this for me, at least for them. Blake Snell.
Yeah, it's not like he was going into free agent imminently, imminently.
They have now taken it to an absolute extreme.
So do the A's. They never wait until the guy's about to become a free agent to trade him. And
well, no,
they always
they
trade
have him. A pipeline of guys that each team, this is what each team has that I don't think the Pirates have. Every time they make one of those trades, I always feel like there's three or four random dudes I've never heard of waiting in reserve to take up the slack, right? Like when the A's trade somebody, or when for example, when Blake Snell gets traded, right? And everyone goes, oh my God, the Rays. There's a bunch of dudes. It's not just Glasnow, right? There's a bunch of guys you haven't heard of that pick up the slack. What's the Rays record? They were 19 games over 500 going
They've
into yesterday's action.
I think
action.
They're a half game behind the White Sox for the best record in baseball. I know.
I mean, my point, okay.
Like, and they traded a former Cy Young Award winner. And they just traded another one like a few weeks ago. The Pirates broadcasters were talking about this. They just said, oh, we'll trade our shortstop, who's a good player, to Milwaukee, even though they're another good team, because we think it's a good time to trade him. Adames is his name, right? Willie Adames. They just said, yeah, you can have him.
See ya.
Give us some prospects.
Well, don't they have the number one prospect in baseball coming up ready to just replace that production? Seriously.
I mean, you can look at, go through the guys the Pirates have traded in the last few years. How many of them would you say they traded at, like, peak value? Definitely not McCutcheon.
They have Wander Franco or whatever. Franco, who's like the number one prospect in the sport.
Definitely not McCutcheon.
At the peak of value?
Yeah.
But you know what the argument there will be? Well, they did get Brian Reynolds
for
him.
Yeah, it was a good trade.
Learn your lesson. Trade Reynolds right now. No, they've never traded anybody at peak value. Ever. I can't think of one guy.
I got one name, maybe. Tony Watson.
Yeah, but he was a guy that was going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
It's more like a deal that turned out well there. Like you're
That has the potential to be a great trade.
I'm saying
that you gave up 3 months of Tony Watson for O'Neill Cruz.
Okay, that's like the Ricardo Rincon for Brian Giles 2.0.
Potentially.
It works out for you in theory.
We don't know yet. The guy's at double A.
I'm just saying it's the same kind of trade. It's not taking,
yeah, I agree with that.
It's not, okay. The equivalent to what you are describing would be after they trade Rincon and get Giles, and Giles rakes and is like one of the low-key best offensive players in baseball, in like the second year of his run with the Pirates, You trade Brian Giles and spin him into more.
They kind of did that, though.
No, but he had a couple. I'm saying, like, they traded him when he had high value.
Yeah, and then they flip him for Bay?
But they didn't even flip him for, like, when he was at max value. I'm talking about when Brian Giles was, oh, my God, the only reason to watch the Pirates is Brian Giles.
Yeah, but I think they did do that, Malzi.
I didn't feel like that at the time. I felt like his numbers went down because he went to San Diego, which is like hit or
hell. Dude, he hit in 2002. Giles hit 38 home runs, had 103 RBIs, hit 300 with an OPS over 1,000.
Yeah, he was really good.
And they traded him the next year for Bay and Oliver Perez. That is good timing. That's actually what I'm talking about.
How many seasons prior to that though had he had?
He was in his fourth year with the Pirates, but he wasn't going into free agency yet. He still had years left on his deal. That was a great job by them.
Did they trade Bay at peak value?
Or
did they just make an atrocious trade?
They got four players back and none of them panned out.
All right, I'll point retracted about Giles then. I guess I just have such a bad feeling about their trades because usually when they've traded the two guys, well, the Bay trade is the one that stung me.
But what did Zarenzik say to you, Craig? Former Pirates scouting director, used to be on our pregame and postgame shows. As soon as that big all-star season was done with Bell, didn't he say trade him right now?
Yep. Move him.
Because the point was the guy really has had one outstanding month
They could have traded Josh Bell. They could have just screw waiting for that year to be over. Trade him right after the home run derby.
Yeah, well, but they were sort of in it then. Trade him that winter, like way before started.
No, they actually did the opposite. I don't know why I blanked on this. They went on a big winning streak and made the biggest panic trade of all time. But the Rays, in your equation here, the Rays probably would have looked at that winning streak and said, this isn't real. We're going to trade our best player. Screw what our few fans actually think. This will be the best thing for
anybody on your team who you think is at peak value right now, mm-hmm. whose stock might never get higher, they should be trying to trade. That
Ryan
would be
Reynolds,
Frazier. Reynolds.
Adam Frazier. Who else? Richard Rodriguez.
I guess. Yeah, he's having his best year.
Although, is he going to experience the same correction so many people have with the crackdowns here?
Well, that's why you need to work to trade him right now.
My point exactly. I agree with you, though. Like, I've always been on the...
The idea that you only got two guys back for Josh Bell, and they're unlikely to be good players. They're not even guys. I know.
They're not even dudes, let alone guys.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. TJ Watt talks about his contract extension. What kind of big bucks is he looking for? You'll hear him at 3 o'clock. Right now, I'm going to tell you about Regenesis. Man boobs. Let's get rid of them. No, we're not asking you to go under the knife and have breast reduction surgery, although I do know a baseball player in town who did that once upon a time. Didn't he have breast reduction surgery, Malzi?
Who?
Wasn't there a baseball player that had breast reduction surgery?
Like Rich Garces or something?
Craig says arrival of Joe Starkey.
Yes, thank you, Craig.
Oh, that gentleman.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to get in touch with Regenesis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.